Blog Talk Radio.
Yumsuf Arif. I, along with Brother Kytrell of New York City, we are here to bring to you a studies, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We try to give you an in-depth study so you can have some idea as to how you can have a constructive and positive relationship with Yah, our Creator. And we're here also to give you a study entire character, what makes us as a people, how we respond to things, and so on and so forth. That being said, I'm trying to patch Brother Cartrell in, and he's trying to get on, and I'm trying to patch him in. We're going through the same series of problems as we had recently. So if you fellow students bear with us, we'll try to get him on, and so we can get these get right into our studies. So right now, I am placing a call to his phone, and perhaps we can get him right on. So bear with us for a minute, and we will be right on. Okay. Okay. Saying call fail. And the call failed again. Let's try it again. Mm-hmm. They miss.
Every day.
Yeah. There's always something with them.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when
I'm
at their war.
Yeah. Exactly. But, Cottrell, if you just bear with me, fellow student, if you bear with us, it's no fault of our own. We're just trying to get through this and get everybody plugged on together. So, let's see. Yeah, well, you know how they do it. They like to play games. I'm keep trying. Brother
yes.
Contra, can you hear me? Okay.
Hello.
Thanks to the moment. Thank you, brother. Seemed like we got you on. I had to work with it for a moment. Thanks to the Most High. We're right back on to finish the study week. And I like to mention the fact that's Brother Contra. I mentioned earlier. He alone with I, we love the Most High with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our brothers and sisters. As I said, that's why we are persistent in bringing these studies to you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I will bring in these studies in Samuel chapter 10. A lot of you call it Samuel. And Kakriel will bring Yeshua. I think I got it correct. Yeshua. The book of Isaiah. Kakriel will bring those studies to you. In the 11th chapter, the reign of Jesse's offspring, which is King David. And I will be studying about our first king, a continuous study. So, without further ado, let me bring my brother on to you. Brother Cartrell, hold on, no, wait just a minute. I want to give thanksgiving and praise to the Most High. Bless his holy name. I want to thank the Most High for all that I am and all that I hope to be, having my soul restored for his name's sake, having my health restored for his name's sake, corralling my enemies according to Psalms chapter 91 for his name's sake. I'd like to thank the Most High for my family, my children. I'd like to thank the Most High for every day. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, your mic is hot, brother.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yamsuf, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. What about you, brother, and your family?
I'm doing well. Praise Yah. Another reason to give him thanks and praise.
Praise Yah.
And I take the opportunity to thank him for all things and everything, life, health, and strength, food, shelter, and clothing, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So much to be thankful for, not enough time to give thanks. But he knows my heart and my dedication. All praises.
All praises. Brother Cottrell, before you and I and the fellow students begin our studies, any commentary or any subject of contemporary or ancient studies?
Not really. Nothing I could think of off the top of my head.
Okay, brother. Thank you very much. Fellow students, turn with us to First Samuel, chapter 10. We'll begin our studies there. And King Saul will be anointed. And here's a process of anointing for our kings. Not putting no bacon grease on your feet. Okay? Alabaster oil. This is a special mixture of ingredient. And when you say you are anointed and highly favored, you need to know what you're talking about. And this is the process of anointing for our kings. With this special ingredient oil. Then Samuel took a flash of oil, poured it on his head. Who head? King Saul. And kissed him and said, "Is it not because of Yah has anointed you commander over his inheritance? When you have departed from me today, you will find two men from Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin." Rachel was buried within the territory of Benjamin, the tribe. "And when you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zezah. And they will say to you," they will tell you, because he's prophesied for this to come. He sees me. "The donkeys which you went to look for have been found. And now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys. He is worried about you, saying, 'What shall I do about my son?'" This is verify he's a prophet, to confirm the fact that he's a prophet. "Then you should go forward from there and come to the terebinth tree of Tabor. There are three men going up to Yah at Bethel will meet you, one carrying three goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a skin of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that, you should come to the hill of Yah, where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen, when you come there to the city, you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a string instrument, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp before them. And they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of Yah will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs come to you, that you do as the occasion demands, for Yah is with you." It's a verification. "You shall go down before me to Gilgal. Surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings, make sacrifices of peace offering. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do." So it was, when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, King Saul, that Yah gave him another heart. He became a different type of person. And Cotrell is right. Just because King Saul couldn't measure up, he still had all the tools to measure up. He had changed entirely. And all those signs came to pass that day. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. Then the Spirit of Yah came upon him, King Saul, and he prophesied among them. And it happened when all who knew him formerly, who had known him before this, saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, "What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? Did he become a prophet?" Then a man from them answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Saul among the prophets?" And when he had finished prophesying, he went to the high place. Then Saul's uncle said to him and his servant, "Where did you go?" So he said to look for the donkeys. When we saw that they were nowhere to be found, we went to Shemuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, please, what Shemuel said to you. So Saul said to his uncle, he told us plainly that the donkeys had been found, but about the matter of the kingdom. He did not tell him what Shemuel said. He told him about the donkeys, but King Saul didn't tell him about the matters of the kingdom, those things related to the kingdom. Then Shemuel called the people together to Yah at Mizpah. He said to the children of Israel, meaning all the nation present, thus said Yah, Elohim of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Mizraim and delivered you from the hand of the Mizraimites and from the hand of all kingdoms and from those who oppress you, as he still can do. But you have today rejected your Elohim. That's the reason why we are still oppressed. Not only our ancients rejected him, our contemporary brothers and sisters continue to reject him. Thus we find ourselves in the same similar position. Rejected your Elohim, who himself saved you. Not your political party. Not your church minister or pastor. But who? Who himself saved you? Who is himself? Yah. To deliver us from the dilemma that we find ourselves in today as our angels. No, nor by any political party or your church pastors, not even Jesus that some of you want to believe in with all your heart, because you've been taught wrong. You think wrong, you do wrong. Your adversaries and your tribulations, just like Yah can deliver us from our adversaries and our tribulations. And you have said to him, you have told Yah. And it's ridiculous. But you've said to Yah, no set a king over us. Now therefore present yourself before Yah by your tribes and by your clans, your families within those tribes. And when Shemuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was there. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, their clans, the family of Matri was chosen. And King Saul, the son of Kish, was chosen. When they brought him, when they looked to go and get him, he couldn't be found. Therefore, they inquired of Yah further. They didn't ask each other. They inquired of Yah further. Has the man come here yet? And Yah told him. Yah answered, there he is, hidden among, he hiding now. He got all the tools, but he hiding now. He don't think himself equipped to do this job. Although Yah is saying, I know he's fully equipped to do this, but he have doubts about himself. So he's hiding out among the equipment. So they ran and brought him from there. And when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulder upward. He was a tall brother. As I suspect, the tribe of Benjamites were tall brothers. And Samuel said to all the people, do you see him whom Yah has chosen, that there is no one like him among you, among all the people? So he didn't say, do you see him? A political party chosen. Do you see him? A church chosen. Do you see him? A pastor, preacher, or whatever you want to call him, chosen. Yah makes it quite specific. I chose him. And there's no one like him among the people. So all the people shouted and said, long live the king. We have no respect for our king. Matter of fact, we don't have much respect for each other. Then Shemuel explained to the people, and he gave them how a king's supposed to act. See, in these modern day kingdoms, The people have no idea how a king should supposed to comport himself. But by way of Yah, Shemuel explained to the people the behavior of royalty. As a matter of fact, he wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Elohim. He not only chose him, he gave him instruction and told the people also, here's how he's supposed to comport himself. And Shemuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And King Saul also went home to Gebbah. And valiant men went with him, whose hearts Yah had, no, not a political party, but some rebels said, we always got them among us, don't we? How can this man save us? Still questioning Yah. After they asked for a king, that wasn't good enough. He was tall among all the Hebrew brothers. That wasn't good enough. He was handsome among all the Hebrew brothers. That wasn't good enough. He was a valiant man among all Hebrew brothers. That wasn't enough. See, we always got something to pick at when it comes to one another. Something to, we're chronic complainers. We're always complaining. They asked for a man. Yah gave him the best of the bunch at that time frame. And that being said, not even that was good enough. They rejected Yah. Now they're rejecting Yah's choice in this king. I can imagine it caused some anguish with King Saul. He had doubts about himself and his king as a leader among the nations. And we have to instill that and infuse that. Instead of lifting each other up, we want to tear one another down. Instead of encouraging one another, we won't put doubts in one another. As they are putting these doubts in King Saul, when King Saul had doubts about himself, it exacerbated. And so what did they do? So they despised him. The man ain't even put in work yet. That's what we do to one another. So they despised him and bought him no present. They despised him to the level they didn't even bring him any gifts. But he held his peace. King Saul held his peace under these trying and desperate times. Him, his first day of being the king, his doubts about himself, and people adding further that and having no common courtesy in our respect. I think that would put someone over the edge, don't you think? As far as King Saul was concerned, but he turned out to be the very king that they despise. You're putting these things into the ethos on people. We need to stop putting negativity and toxicity in the ethos on our kings and our brothers and sisters and so on and so forth. If you ain't going to say nothing to build them up, you need to keep your mouth closed. It's just that simple. If you're not going to say something constructive, keep your mouth closed. Stop putting negativity and toxicity into the ethos, as these brothers did, to the degree they had exerted no common courtesy. And Yah had chosen this man. In spite of the fact of Yah's choosing and rejecting Yah, still wasn't good enough. See, everything you got with some people ain't good enough for nothing. They will always find some excuse to despise you. Instead of loving you, encouraging you, motivating you, pushing you in the right direction. And not only were anxious of that sort, we have some brothers and sisters among ourselves are the same sort. Instead of encouraging, motivating, pushing in the right direction, despising and rejecting. And doing further damage by showing a lack of common courtesy. And we're the same way today as we were in ancient times. And the reason why we do these studies is to find out what mistakes we made. And this is a mistake. Rejecting Yah, rejecting Yah's choice, and rejecting that leadership. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cartrell, you have the mic, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. What a story. What a beginning. Our first king.
First
this
king.
Is how it went down. But you can see a lot of good attributes in our King Saul.
Exactly.
You know, first of all, he's chosen to be king by a prophet, the prophet Shemuel.
Right.
And the fact that he knows that Shemuel is a prophet because everything that the prophet Shemuel told him was going to happen actually happened, didn't it? He said,
exactly.
You're going to go into town, you're going to find that the donkey's been found, you're going to run into some men, and then you're going to start running with them, and then you're going to prophesy. All that happened way before it even transpired. So the fact that it did happen, King Saul should have had supreme confidence in the prophet Shemuel. And unfortunately, as we go on in the story, we see that he didn't. But we can see that he had fear of the people. Most Israelites, you tell them you're going to be king of the nation, they run into the job. Like, oh, bet, you know. King Saul, he's like, nah, he hiding amongst the baggage. Why are you hiding? And the fact that he was hiding, you know that Israelites, you know Israelites, he's supposed to be our king. He hiding amongst the bags. How are he going to say this? No, y'all chosen for you after a king, and this is what y'all gave you. Accept it. Work with it. Make the best of it. No, but you're going to have your opinion about it off the jump. And he could have took them guys' heads, right? You ain't bring me no gift. You ain't, I'm the king, man. You ain't bring me nothing. Okay, throw these men in jail. He could have started out mean. He could have started out mean. But he did. And there's some things in here. Y'all said Samuel called to the people to come into the presence of Yah at Mizpah. He said to the Israelites, this is what Yah Elohim of Israel says. I brought Israel out of Egypt and rescued them from the power of Egyptians and all the kings who were oppressing you. But now you have rejected your Elohim who saves you from what? All. He didn't say some. All your troubles and distresses. We need to know that. Because any trouble that we have, we need to talk to Yah. Stop talking to people. Say a prayer fast like our ancient fathers did. And see if Yah answers you in your troubles and your distresses. That's how you test Yah. You said you answer us in all our troubles. You save us out of all our distresses. Let's test him. Try him. That's how you get to know Yah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you very much, Brother Cartier. Fellow students, Brother Cartier is about to proceed to the last segment of study. And he's ready to present to you the truth according to Yah. Are you ready to accept it? It works if you work it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cartier, your mic is still hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Even for the great prophet, Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, Yah is salvation. And we are grateful to him because he gives us the vision of our nation, of our people, for the future. Modern day, people of today's time say our future is bleak. Matter of fact, they say the black man is on the extinction list. I don't know about that. They say the black man is on the extinction list. If the black man is on the extinction list, that means the black woman is on the extinction list too. Because the seed comes from the men. But this is what vision the Most High has for us as a people, in spite of ourselves, as rotten as we've been. And I ask people, what point in time in our history as Israelites should we be proud of? And if you read the history, like I'm reading the history, our history is sad, even starting with our king. But anyway, we're in the 11th chapter of the book of Yeshayahu. Yah is salvation. The Most High said, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Yeshai, and a branch from the roots, from his roots shall bear fruit. So who are we talking about here? We're talking about King David's father. And the Most High is talking about King David. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him. And we know that about King David, don't we? The spirit of wisdom and understanding. And we know that about King David as well. The spirit of counsel and might, the spirit and knowledge, and the fear of Yah. King David had all of that. And his delight shall be in the fear of Yah. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what is here. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Not with a rock, not with a sling, not with a sword, not with a spear, not with an AK-47. All he has to do is speak it, which shows you how powerful words are. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell together with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. That's the future of planet Earth. You ain't got to worry about a leopard ripping up your livestock, or a wolf ripping up your livestock, or ripping up your child. These wild animals won't be wild anymore. That would be amazing, right?
Exactly.
The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together. That's going to be an amazing sight, right?
Exactly.
Bears and lions together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Think about it. An ox is pretty strong, right? Eating that grass.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that a lion don't really need meat. He needs to be eating the same thing that that ox is eating.
Exactly.
Which means, I guess, the Most High gonna make lions vegetarians. That will be amazing. And if Yah makes the earth to the degree where a lion can eat straw like an ox, that means the strength of the earth is being yielded. We're getting the fullness. You can eat grass and become strong.
Mm-hmm.
The nursing tongue shall play over the hole of a cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on an adder's den. Poisonous snakes. You ain't got to worry about that. They shall not hurt or destroy in my holy mountain. We know Yah has control of the animals, because all these animals we're speaking of now, they was all together in that ark that Noah built, weren't they?
Right. Exactly.
And they dwelt together there in peace. So they know. They listen to the voice of Yah. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yah, as the waters cover the sea. And we know that there's more water on planet Earth than land. And they haven't really discovered what's in the depths of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine. Knowledge of Yah. In that day, the root of Yishai, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. In that day, Yah will extend his hand yet a second time to recover the remnant that remains of his people from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the coastal lands of the sea. Why? Because we're everywhere. And most of these lands that we're in, Assyria, Mizraim, Pathros, Cush, Elam, these are Asiatic, Hamitic lands that our people are still in today, even though we're here in America. They say our people were here long before the European got here. He will rise a signal for the nations and will assemble the banished of Israel. We fit in that category. And gather the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. Woo-wee! The jealousy of Ephraim shall depart, and those who harass Yehuda shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda shall not harass Ephraim. Won't be no more civil war. Won't be two nations anymore. But they shall swoop down on the shoulders of the Philistines in the west, and together they shall plunder the people of the east. They shall put out their hand against Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites shall obey them. And Yah shall utterly destroy the tongue of the sea of Mizraim, and will wave his hand over the river with his scorching breath, and strike it into seven channels, and will lead people across the sandals. He will lead the people across in sandals, and there will be a highway from Assyria for the remnant that remains of his people, as there was for Israel when they came up from the land of Mizraim. History repeating itself, but this is going to be a global repeat of what Yah did not just one nation saw, not just one nation is going to see Israel's deliverance from this captivity. The whole world is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be of a global scale, universal scale.
All praise to the Most High for our future that people don't want us to know. But we should know this future, shouldn't we, Johnson?
We certainly should, brother. Because
and in order to get that remnant, you got to know Yah's word. You got to know this plan. And you got to be in tune with it. And we see our people are jealous of one another, and we have to stop doing that. We read that in tonight's story about King Saul, and Most High said he's going to put a stop to it in the nation of Israel. Judah hating Ephraim, Ephraim hating Judah. Nah, we got to put that to rest. Got to put that to a stop. Praise Yah.
Exactly. Praise Yah. And, you know, I mentioned that to some degree for as King Saul was concerned, that kind of behavior toward one another, such as the reverence displayed toward our king, was totally disrespectful and out of line. And for us, each other toward each other as a people, we need to stop being disrespectful and discourteous toward one another as brothers and sisters within the confines of our nation. That's why Yehuda don't need to be fighting Ephraim, and Ephraim don't need to be fighting Yehuda, because we're fighting for one, that is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise and bless his holy name, and his holy name alone. Brother Cottrell, any closing remarks and our comments in regards to anything we studied tonight? Any shaloms or goodbyes?
Say, may the Most High watch between us while we're absent one from another. May the Most High bless and keep us and answer our prayers. Have a blessed weekend. Shalom and good night.
And I concur with my brother. Shalom and good night. And may the Most High bless each of you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name and his holy name alone. We love y'all. And certainly, most importantly, we love the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise and bless his holy name. Good night.
The sins of society, the children are guilty.